Grace, and welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. Hallelujah. 4. Glory to God. Matter of fact, let's back up for continuity of scripture. And I want to start with, hallelujah, let's start at verse number 19. And they rose up early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, after Hannah had conceived, there she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Go to verse number, let's start at verse number 9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow unto the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a child, a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. There shall no razor come upon his head. Before you seat, I want to sit down and go to one more scripture. Go to verse number 2. I'm backing up intentionally. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, and to her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord shut up her womb. And her adversary, who also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. You can be seated in the presence of his majesty, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Not going to be before you long. Let's drop this word on you and get out the way. In Jesus' mighty name. Surely the presence of the Lord is here. The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. And I'm grateful to God for the liberty that's here. Today I'm going to try to take a text and coming from 1 Samuel, because this is a monumental chapter to me, because it infuses one with determination, drive, and motivation depending on how you respond to it. And Samuel, of course, everybody knows that he's one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. A prophetic word. God used him in such a miraculous way. But it's imperative for us to go back, hit rewind, and find out something about how this man came to be. The Bible talks about a man, Hannah. Hallelujah. And Peniah. Two people, same house. Up under the same umbrella. Two people, two women, same. But there was a problem. Hannah had no children, and Peniah had sons and daughters. Now you got to recognize the significance of this text, because in those days it was a shame for a woman to be barren. Unlike us today, how we run and be married, and you running from children because you want your career. Okay. And because you want, you know, your independence, and that would interfere with your liberty. That's because you don't know the significance, the value, the premium that God has placed upon children. And a woman having a child was one of the greatest testaments. It wasn't a Lincoln. It wasn't a Lexus. It wasn't Gucci, Chanel, red bottoms. But if she could have a child, it put her in a special category. Because to have a child is life. Amen. And that life, amen, would be something that God would be able to shape, mold, and use for his glory. It would produce a legacy. Are you listening to me today? People can care less about a legacy now. Amen. It's all about me, myself, and I. But scripture shows us here that Peniah had children, and Hannah was not able to have any. It's an embarrassing thing. But here's the point. The point is that Peniah, every year they went to go worship. Every year they went to make sacrifice. Every year. This was a custom. See, unlike us, amen, some of us do it every year when you should be doing it every day. And you should be in the house of God every week. But we go on vacation. Amen. And then think we're doing God a favor when we show up. Like, Lord, here am I. But the truth of the matter is that they had a reverence for him. So much so, until no matter what was going on, they made it their business to be in the house of the Lord. Say amen. And when they came, they didn't come empty-handed and empty-hearted. They came with an air of expectation and anticipation. And the way that you know that they came with that expectation, because they brought something with them. They brought an offering before his majesty, because they wanted it to be pleasing and acceptable in his sight. Say amen. And so now we find ourselves here at this part of the text, where Peniah sees Hannah. And you've got to catch the picture, because these children that she has got some age on them. And that means every year Hannah has to go, amen, in embarrassment, shame, feel like a second-class citizen, amen, like she's not worth 2 cents in Chinese dirt because she can't have a child. But Hannah said, her husband says, but I love you more. But to her, I thank you for the love. Thank you for your appreciation. Thank you for celebrating me. But what I really want is a child. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, how bad do you want it? And so, the Bible says that Peninnah, every year, she would provoke her. The Bible says she was provoked by her adversary. Can you imagine? Every time you come into the house of God, amen, folks looking at you like a space cadet. Cut that microphone off, somebody. Hallelujah. Every time you come into the house of God, somebody's getting on your baby toenail nerve intentionally, purposely, and in your face about it, habitually. Are you listening to me today? Every year she comes, and every year the Bible calls her, even though back in those days, you know, it was all right to have two wives. It was all right. Say amen. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the Bible, y'all. That's it. Some of them brothers sitting over there saying, oh, my soul, well, I was back in the Bible day. Back in that Bible day. But all jokes aside, in the Bible day, they were allowed to have multiple wives. But Peninnah was crafty. She was a cunning little something. She was real subtle. And the Bible called her, watch this, an adversary. An adversary. And the Bible said she provoked her yearly. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, God's provoking you to produce. And that's the message that I'm going to simply minister today. Provoked to produce. Provoked to produce. I look upon the congregation today, amen. Many of you, you're shining like new money. You dress good. You look good. Thank God you smell good. But some of you have become complacent. You become passive. You become like Hannah, barren. It's a terrible thing to be in the house of God and be barren. Moreover, it's a terrible thing to have God and be barren. Jesus so much talked about, amen, bless God, hallelujah. If you don't bear fruit, he'll cut you off. And sometimes you can get comfortable being barren. In other words, just going through the motion. Having no devotion, just here, just to jump and shout and watch this. You get used to coming to church to the point to where you've lost all gusto, all vitality, all vigor, all the radiance, all, you're just here. You just in the number one more time. And I can tell when you've lost that gusto, because now you don't want to participate. You don't want to be part of it, anything. You're just there. Are you listening to me? That spirit, it bleeds off into your personal life. It bleeds off into your, amen, home life. It bleeds off into your job life. Are you listening to me? And before you know it, you'll find yourself, amen, saying, why am I in this place? Why am I like this? Why am I sitting back here not producing anything. Seem like, amen, bless God, everything I touch is not moving, it's not radiating. It's, I take a foot forward and I take 2 or 3 feet backward. Why does it seem like there's no prosperity while there's no, amen, production in my life? Are you listening to me? And then you start to, amen, get the church chilies. And you start to blame everybody else for your, amen, callous condition. But Hannah was not satisfied where she was. You know, mother, it's a terrible thing to get in a bad state and be satisfied in it. It's a terrible thing to be in a bad state and be satisfied when you don't have, amen, no drive. When you can talk about everybody but the right body. Are you listening to me today? It's just a bad thing to get in that position because it causes you to be, amen, fruitless. Hannah was sitting back there and she got to the point to where the Bible said she was provoked. What do you mean provoke? Provoke, amen, means to stir, to stir you, to push you, to prompt you. And many times it's in a negative way. Are you listening to me today? But, amen, bless God, I want to deal with the positivity of provoke. Because some of you in here need provoking. Oh, my God, thank you. Did you hear what I just said? Some of you in here, you need to be provoked because you have got to a place like Hannah. You're just coming back to the temple, back and forth, back and forth. You're just going through, amen, bless God, the cares of life, amen, haphazardly, and don't really have no vision no more. Don't really have no real stir, no real drive. But look at, amen, what God will do. God will take your adversary, the same one that you have said, amen, bless God, make you sick. The same one that you said, hallelujah, always get on your baby toenail nerve. The same one that you saying, hallelujah, and you're sitting back there fussing at them and not knowing that God is using them to get at you. Why? Because he's trying to get you to get out of a place of complacency. Hallelujah, you talking about you want this, you want God to move, you want him to do that. And God's saying, I'm going to see how bad do you want it. Hallelujah. I'm going to see how bad do you want the blessing. How bad do you want to be used? How bad do you want, amen, me to move in your home? How bad do you want to be healed? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to let go? What are you willing to grab a hold to that's new that you have not been, amen, bless God, exposed to? What is it that you're going to do? Hallelujah. I see Hannah right now, tears coming down her eyes. Can you see that? Here it is. I mean, somebody you live around all the time, always getting in your face and finding your faults, your blues, your blunder, your shortcomings, your mistakes, your failures. And never was there an encouraging word from her. But she used the blessing, hallelujah, as a tormenting tool, hallelujah, to point and prod and poke at Hannah. Are y'all listening to me today? Touch your name and say, neighbor, stop poking at me. Tell them, say, stop poking at me. Why? Because you don't understand, hallelujah, what your poking is doing. I'm not going to retaliate against you. I'm not coming back, amen, toward you. You're getting ready to do something for me that I could not do for myself. Hallelujah, you're getting ready to help me get to a place that I could not go myself. Why? Because, amen, in myself, I got used to everything being common. I got used to everything being the way that it was. Oh, but when you get around me, you show me I need more. I got to have more. There's things that I'm lacking. Hallelujah. In my life, I've got to have more. Give me some push in this mic. Glory to God. Touch your name, say, I've got to have more. Touch them, say, I've got to have more. Yeah. See, some of you still don't realize that's why you slack when you say it, because you just used to it. I got to have more. No, for those of you that really saying, God, I'm not satisfied where I am. I'm not satisfied with what I got. I'm not satisfied with just coming to church, singing the A, B, C, D, E, F, and G selection. I'm not just satisfied coming into the house of the living God, the church of God, the pillar and ground of truth. Hallelujah. To see everybody else get happy and I sit back there like I've been whooped the church and baptized in lemon juice. No, I want more. I know the seed of greatness is on the inside of me. God, could you help me to stir up the gift that's on the inside of me? God, I don't need nobody to lay hands on me now. I need to be provoked. I don't need you to pour no oil over my head. I need something to push me, something to prompt me, something that won't let me rest in my stupid condition. I need something that tells me, no, ain't nobody gonna pat you on the back and make you feel better. Ain't nobody gonna put no pampers on you. Ain't nobody gonna sit back there, hallelujah, and play rockabye baby, hallelujah, to you. No, you're gonna have to get up. You're gonna have to toughen up. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, you getting ready to be provoked. What do you mean? God said, listen here, what I did, I provoked her through Hannah. I provoked her through Benaiah. What did Benaiah do? Benaiah got in her face and she started pointing to the blessing. Start pointing to this. You don't have this. You should have that. You could have had that. Oh, that's right. You're barren. That's right. You don't have a daughter, but I do. You don't have this son and that son, but I do. Oh, see, many of you, you know what you'll do? You'll fuss and fight. You'll jump on the telephone. You'll tell somebody, hallelujah, look at what they're talking about. So y'all will get to talking, hallelujah, one with another. You ain't going to never get nothing. That's why you're still where you are. God saying, no, I don't need you to talk to them. What I've been trying to do is allow them to push you to me. I've been trying to get you, hallelujah, to get you a prayer life. I've been trying to get you a dedication. I've been trying to get you a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. I've been trying to get you, but no, you just so used to just having church as usual. So I'm going to use the person on your job. I'm going to use the person, hallelujah, in your house. I'm going to use the person, hallelujah, that you love the most. I'm going to use the person that you're saying, hallelujah, was your friend, but then all of a sudden, they seem like your adversary. Hallelujah, and the real gospel is going to be put on the inside of you, that you're going to learn to love your enemies. You're going to learn to pray for them that despitefully use you. Are you listening to me today? I'm getting ready to provoke you. Some of you right now, you've been sitting back long enough. You've been sitting back watching everybody else, hallelujah, go on, grow and flow like a green bay tree. But God told me to tell you tonight, I'm getting ready to provoke you. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you want it bad enough, you're going to cry. You're going to say, God, Lord, have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. Touch your neighbor and say, provoked. Touch your neighbor and say, provoked. Tell him, say, provoked. Tow.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, provoked. See, and that's what's happening now. Just like Hannah, God said the only way that I'm going to get honey out of a rock, watch this, the only way to get honey out of a rock is I've got to put the squeeze on you. Did y'all hear what I just said? I said the only way to get the honey out of the rock is that I've got to put the squeeze on you. And so some of y'all right now, you're feeling, amen, a squeeze. You're feeling pressure. You're feeling pain. You're feeling something that's on you. And you trying to get it off. And watch what you say. You say it's the witch. You say it's the devil. You say it's the warlock. You say it's the soothsayer. Are you listening to me today? You're saying it's everything else. You know why? That excuse you from having to do something about, amen, bless God, what you're going through. It excuses you and you can place it on something else. But God said, no, it's not the warlock, it's not the witch, it's not even the devil. You know what it is? I'm working through somebody to get to you, to drive you back to me, so I can impregnate you with heaven's best, so I can pull in you, hallelujah, the blessed, hallelujah, guess that blessed that you have, hallelujah, it's me working in you, the will and the do of my good pleasure. I feel an anointing getting ready to hit this house. You know why? Because some of y'all been sitting here long enough. Some of you need to provoke the person next to you. Hallelujah, that's right. They sitting back there looking like Mr. and Mrs. Wonderful. You ain't all of that. The real truth of the matter is, God said, no, what you really are, you will never come to fruition unless you let me provoke you, unless you let me put the squeeze on you. Touch somebody and say, neighbor, I feel a squeeze right now. Yeah, I feel it on my job. I feel it in my finances. I feel it in my home. I feel it among the people. Are you listening to me? That's why they can come and it seemed like they rejoicing in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. And then it seemed like it's hard for me to get in the service. Provoked. Are you listening to me today? Hallelujah. That's why some of you right now, you don't even understand. You're at the break of a breakthrough. You're right at the precipice of crossing over. Hallelujah. But the devil gonna sit back there and make you murmur and complain when you should be saying, God, God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirst out there as on a dry and thirsty land where there is no water to behold your power and your glory. God, what I want to do today, I want to draw nigh to you. Because if I draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to me. Hallelujah. The Bible says, call on him, for it shall come to pass. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Your blessing ain't in her hand. Your blessing ain't in his hand. Your blessing ain't in your mama's hand. Your blessing is in God's hand. And God saying, how bad do you want it? Hallelujah. How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to seek me while I may be found and call upon me while I'm yet near? Do you want it bad enough to call on my name? Hallelujah. For it shall come to pass if you call on the name of the Lord. That's a strong tower. Hallelujah. You can run into it and be saved there. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm getting provoked today. I'm tired of my prayer life. I need a greater prayer life. I need a greater stir. I need a greater hunger. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't mess with me now. I'm being provoked. I'm being driven to the cross. That trial, that test, that tribulation is drawing me, hallelujah, to the bloodshed of Calvary. Lord, somebody holler, Lord, here am I, here am I, here am I. I've got to produce. I've got to have this baby. What kind of baby is that? I've got to have the baby of deliverance. I've got to have the baby of healing. I'm tired of walking around the same way that I've been walking around. God, I need to be provoked. Father, say it. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm provoked now. Ain't nothing gonna stop me. I've seen what I could have. I've seen what I should have. I've seen what I wanna have. And I see what I don't have. But I got a mind not to run away, but to draw nigh. I'm a draw nigh to God. Pressure can't stop me. Cancer can't stop me. People can't stop me. Touch your names and neighbor. Provoke to produce.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 2104 North Main Street in Jacksonville, Florida, or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 3409 Brookshire Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kccharlotte.org, kccjacks.org, or briancarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More Grace, we're excited about your future.